Let's play a round of Breakfast for Your Brain up for grabs. A $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark. But first, you got to answer this question.
According to a recent survey, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it?
Ooh, 893-9494, 800-700-KATI if you think you know the answer.
Here's that question again. According to a recent survey, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it?
It's Breakfast for Your Brain on Cat Country.
6:37, it's Aaron and Matt in the morning on 94.3 Cat Country, playing Breakfast for Your Brain, giving you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Shawnee Bluff Winery in Lake Ozark if you can answer today's question.
Question today, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it? Let's head to the cat lines.
Is it shopping?
No, that's a great guess, though. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Not having time with the children?
That's a great guess, but not the right answer. Thanks.
Good morning. Is it making more money than their husband?
No, that's not it. Great guess.
Thank you.
893-9494, 800-700-KATI if you think you know the answer.
That question one more time. According to a recent survey, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it?
It's Breakfast for Your Brain on Cat Country. 4.3 Cat Country, the latest from Old Dominion. That's Make It Sweet, good stuff. Aaron and Matt in the morning, 6:49, playing a round of Breakfast for Your Brain. Your question this morning...
According to a recent survey, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it?
Let's head to the cat lines.
Yeah, is it flirting to get what they want?
No, that's not it. Good guess. Well, we didn't get a winner today. We're really surprised.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. Usually we always get a winner with the trivia, but no winner today. So the question again, 1 in 5 women feel guilty about this. What is it?
Turns out it's not making the bed. What?
Yeah, there's no reason to feel guilty about that.
No, not at all. Seriously, I rarely ever make the bed.
When's the last time that you made your bed?
Well, during the week, you know, when I leave, the husband's still in there snoozing. Along with Gemma, so yeah, can't make the bed. They're in it. Weekends, yeah, usually we're too busy doing up, you know, doing laundry, going places, so it's just kind of like up and at them and out the door, so...
I think
it's been months.
The last time I made my bed was actually maybe a month ago, but I was staying at my parents' house.
Oh,
and so
look
I was like,
you.
I was in the guest bedroom. I'm like, all right, yeah. I should probably leave it how... It was, you know, how it looked whenever I got here, so I made the bed.
Right. No, I see that. I think the last time, honestly, gosh, it's been a while. We had a barbecue and had people over, so I made the bed in our bedroom just in case people want to, you know, lay their coats or purses or, you know, whatever in there, just kind of have them out of the way. Gosh, that's horrible. I need to step up my game a bit.
How sad is it that I've made a bed... sooner than you.
I know. Again, I need to really step up my game.
Very disappointing.
Breakfast for Your Brain questions and answers. We've got them for you at 943.
And it's brought to you by Rosebud Tractor. Sunshine today, high near 52. Right now, partly cloudy and 33 in Jefferson.